Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee on our Wednesday Wisdom. Today we take a word and jump into it, get four or five scriptures. And I've shared this so much, but back when I was a parent for all those years, my kids would go to school. I'd give them a 3x5 card on Monday, and I'd have a word where I had at least four or five scriptures were written down for that word. So I just take one word, because what I'm trying to do, I'm not going to cover the whole Bible, but I'm going to let my kids know, I don't care what you're dealing with, there's something the Word of God about this. There's an answer in the Word of God about this. There's a promise in the Word of God about this. Nothing's ever come upon you that God has not already made a way out. Nothing's ever come upon you that God has not already made a way out. So today we're going to talk about angels. Now, man, there's a lot of scripture on angels. There's great stories about angels. You know, it's just amazing. You could teach it forever. So we're just kind of just boil us down to about five scriptures today, and this is good. So I'm going to start off with Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. Again, I'm coming mostly from the New Living Translation, some from the New King James, but most from the New Living Translation. Psalm 34, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fears him and delivers him. Now, who's going to do this? The Bible says there are so many angels, you cannot count them. They're innumerable. What does that mean, innumerable? You can't count them. Well, sure, you can count anything. No, you can't count angels. There's too many to count. There's too many to count. Now, you can't get your head wrapped around that. They're innumerable. It says the angel of the Lord encamps round about those that fear him. Well, I pray this every day, Psalm 34, 11. I pray this morning, I'll pray tonight. Father, I give you permission. Teach me and my family to fear you. Psalm 34, 11. Teach me and my family to fear you. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Woo, that's a great scripture. So I give it to you again, Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him, and he delivers them. This is a great scripture, Psalm 91, and this whole passage is loaded, but just Psalm 91, verse 11 and verse 12. Psalm 91, verse 11, verse 12. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Whoa. Again, Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. For God's going to give his angels charge over me. They're going to keep me in all my ways. Who's going to keep me? God's angels are going to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands. Who's going to bear me up? God's angels are going to bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. They'll keep me from even stubbing my toe in a rock. Woo, have mercy. That's good. Psalm 103, verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Now, what is that? Well, God's angels respond to scripture. God said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. Well, who does that? Well, the angels are ministering spirits, ministering to the heirs of salvation. That's Christians. That's you and I. If you're a believer, angels minister to us, but they watch over God's word. So I tell people, don't get your mouth moving unless it's scripture coming out of your mouth, because God's watching over his word. God watched over his word. He said, bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Hebrews 13, verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers. What is a stranger? What do you mean entertain strangers? Well, you never know who you're talking to. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it. Listen, God knows where you're at. He knows how many hairs are in your head. He's got the days of your life numbered. He's ordering your steps, directing your paths. He's guiding it all true. God knows what you're thinking. God knows what you're going through. Whatever you're going through, God made a way out before your mother ever met your father. I've shared this so many times. God knows what I need. And he's promised he supplied all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All my needs been supplied by God. Why? He's got angels watching over me to protect me. But angels respond to the spoken word of God. So if you want your angels to get busy moving, say what God says about your situation. I used to tell my kids, find at least two or three scriptures about what you're dealing with and start saying what God says. I'm highly favored. God's prospering whatever I set my hand to. I'm surrounded with a shield of divine favor. People like me that don't even know why. So it says this, again, Hebrews 13:2. Don't forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people entertain the angels without even knowing it. Then Matthew 18, verse 10. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, but I tell you that there are angels in heaven. I always see the face of my Father in heaven. Jesus was talking about the disciples got upset about him messing with kids. Because everywhere you went, you got to look, you got to read scripture, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Kids love to hang out with Jesus. Now, I had relatives. I had two great sets of grandparents and uncles and aunts. I had one grandfather was really nice, fun to be with, and one that was not nice, not fun to be with. Well, who do you think I wanted to be with? I want to be with the fun grandparent. I want to be the nice grandparent. Give you a ride on his back, and take you to ride on the tractor down around the farm, you know, take you to the store and buy you a little Debbie. You know, I like the nice grandfather. And so it says, see that you don't look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you, there are angels in heaven. Who's angels? The children. Children have angels watching over. Their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. They're reporting to the Father. We're not watching over those kids. They're kids everywhere. God's got angels. Well, why do bad things happen? Well, because somebody doesn't pray. Somebody let hell come in. We're to resist the devil. We are to resist the devil with our faith. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. Somebody's got to start saying what God says. That gets angels up off their chair and get busy watching over God's word to perform it. So find you two or three scriptures of what you're believing for today. Put them on a 3x5 card. Put them on a piece of paper. Put them in your billfold. Put them in your pocketbook. Put them in your purse. And pull them out and read it once or twice a day. This is what God says about my situation, about my favor, about I'm believing for a raise, I'm believing for divine favor at work, I'm trying to get on the ball team at school, I'm trying to get a date for the prom. It doesn't matter what it is. There's a scripture that covers it. Start saying what God says and watch God start moving like a freight train. You're blessed and highly favored, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.